Our dog is the most social member of our family, by far, to the point that if we are eating dinner and someone gets up to get a little bit more food or get another drink, he will steal their seat if they don't push it in. He will just hop up on their chair and sit there like he is part of the conversation and has been the entire time. Which, if you are the person that left the table, it leaves you with this kind of quagmire of, am I gonna go and tell the dog to get out of my chair, or am I gonna find another place? Because he looks at you like, well, you didn't call dibs on this chair, so it's mine now. You've lost your place at the table. And friends, in a time of such isolation and anxiety, there's that fear of, do I have a place? Or questions of, where is my place in all of this? And as we begin a new year and a new series, and we start to look at what is next, first and foremost, whether you are a first-time visitor or you have been a long-standing participant in this community, I want you to know that there is a place of hope and connection for you here. And so with that jumping off point, then we'll have other conversations in future weeks about how we might then trust and live into this scripture from the Gospel of Matthew, where we can really take to heart those promises of worry and how we can work through that. But it seems baked into our DNA that we have these kind of doubts, which bring about worry, that we want to have a place of honor to make sure that we are known, and so that we make sure that we are not forgotten, so that we have places and alliances. If you watch any reality TV, right? Alliances are great while things are great. But then when stuff starts to get rocky, others turn their back on you, or stuff starts to change a little bit for their benefit. And that's not the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is something wholly different. And Jesus teaches about this, or has this short little kind of conversation in Matthew 20 with two of his disciples' moms. So they are brothers, the brothers of Zebedee, the sons of thunder. And so Mrs. Zebedee, their mom, comes up and says, hey, Jesus, I know that my boys have just been, they've just been doing a great job following you and being your disciples and everything else. And so when you enter your kingdom, could they have a place of honor? Could one sit on your right and one at your left? And Jesus's response is, you don't understand. Like, number one, I am going at this, what I have to do is something for me to do alone, so that there might be a place at the table. This cup of suffering that I'm going to partake in, remember, it's all for everyone. It's something that you can trust, and I'm gonna walk this path so that you don't have to, so that you don't have to worry. And I don't know if she understood that or whatever else, but man, that is so oftentimes our mentality. I have to get to the front of the line, to the head of the table, to the first place so that I can get mine. And sometimes we forget that there are others trying to find their space at the table too. And yet, in the Gospel of John, the 14th chapter, there's this passage that we read that is so powerful, oftentimes read at funerals. And basically, it's Jesus looking at his disciples and saying, I'm going to go ahead of you. I'm going to make a place for you, and I'm going to come back. And if this wasn't the case, I would tell you, I've been honest with you up until this point. You have followed me. You know that I'm the real deal. And so, look, I'm going to make a space for you. Don't worry. In my Father's house, there are many, many rooms. Don't stress. Don't worry. I'm making a place for you. And in the meantime, before I come back, I'm going to send my Spirit and Advocate to join with you in the everyday coming and going, discerning what we have. You've trusted me to this point. Can you please trust me in this, that at the end of the day, there will always be a bed and a room and space for you in the kingdom of God. Now that's powerful, and that's different than, you know, who's on your right and who's on your left. Jesus is saying, look, in this great big house, there is space for each and every one of you. And it's not about honor and power and this and that. Everyone's got a front row seat. And the kingdom of God doesn't have second class citizens. A spot has been made for you and reserved for you in the kingdom. And it's been reserved for you here too at church. You know, as we talk a little bit about the way in which mental health is so important for us, and anxiety is such a way that we are beaten and broken down, let's remember that each of us have a place and that it is on hold for every single one of us. No matter if you're a first-time guest or a regular attender, there's a space for you. Even if we have seen things differently or continue to see things differently about the way that the world works or politics or views on sports or anything else, there is a place for you. And you don't have to worry about being enough, about being good enough, strong enough, smart enough, any of that. Because Jesus has made a way for us. And if God cares for the sparrows, how much more will God care for us? And how much more do we have an opportunity as the body of Christ to then be responding and creating a community and culture that allows that kind of care for every single person to be reflected in all that we do and all that we are? That's what it is to have faith in an anxious world. To hang on the promises that there are some things that we just don't get, like Mama Zebedee, but there are other things where Jesus dramatically says, I am making a way for you and a space for you, and you will have a place and not be forgotten. That's what it looks like, that there is a place and you don't have to be enough. And it doesn't matter the time or the connection, but that there is power in being a community that comes together and supports one another. This week, our family has been reminded of the power of having a place this week because we've been doing yet another round of adoption work. And Wednesday night, it was just overwhelming. And my wife, Katie, kind of spoke to that truth of how hard the labor pains of adoption are, of how endless the paperwork seems, and how it feels like we are running on a treadmill, not going anywhere, but exerting so much effort. Knowing that we are one of 35 families that are still in the system in Haiti since 2015. It's baffling. And yet, with the rawness of knowing that we don't have to be enough, Katie shared a post on social media saying that this is just a hard time to claim hope. And immediately, phone calls started ringing because of the community from people that we have connected with on a daily basis, but also those that we haven't in some time. That the support of knowing that we have a place at the table and that we don't have to be anxious and carry the burden all on our own, but yet the community that surrounds us reminds us that yes, this path is hard, but we are on the journey with you. We are weeping with you. We are hurting with you, and we are encouraging you. That night was the most bittersweet because in the midst of trying to get yet another round of driving records and lining up fingerprints and making sure this and that are in line so that we don't have certifications that will lapse in 6 months, we also had people saying, we have been praying for you. We have been looking out for you. We have been supporting you. And this is our journey too. There is a spot at the table. And so friends, it is with that we start this journey of having faith in an anxious world, that I want you to be reminded that no matter where you've been or your current circumstances or your anxieties about the future, no matter how often or how few times you have been checking out this Jesus thing, there is a place for you to be you, so that we might work out those anxieties and live into these promises that God has in store for us. And friends, it is with that we continue to say that we are a Christmas people, that we have God with us in our midst. And because of that, we can then say that there is hope in place of anxiety, and there is connection in place of isolation because of that Jesus that laid in a manger and that walked with us and took our place so that we might find life. Amen.